November 5, 2020, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show. Happy Thursday, first Thursday of November. Started off with John Coltrane, You Say You Care. Then Waku Waku Kingdom with Mr. Two-Face. And, you can hear some laughing, right? Yeah, Brother Matt, he's at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point a couple miles south because we're still in Quentin Quarantino mode. But I'm not totally man alone because of the magic of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. I got Brother Shige Ishihara, live from Berlin. Welcome aboard.
Yay!
Woo. Yeah, nighttime. People, Brother Shige is 9 hours ahead, so 8 in the evening, Berlin time. Brother Larry's there. Guy did last 2 years of Stooges touring. Larry Mullins, I just found another drummer man I found out about, Fratello Andrea. I didn't know he was part of the Waku Waku Kingdom for a little bit. I play a couple pieces of music I found that when he was part of your band. But first, let's start with your music journey, Brother Shige. What is your earliest music memory for you?
Earliest? I think when I realized I actually like kind of experimental music or like something challenging music. I think I was 12. My brother showed me John Coltrane live in Japan.
Ah, great album.
Yes, it's like free jazz, really amazing stuff. Like 20 minutes or 25 minutes long, very long one song. Very spiritual. Yes, and also he showed me like Faust, a German krautrock band called Faust.
Right, great band.
Yes, they he showed me this piece like they play chainsaw for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, interesting about Faust. Every album different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's right. It's so good.
Yeah, interesting. Never want to repeat themselves. And the John Coltrane album, Live in Japan, his last tour.
Oh, that was his last tour?
Yeah, after that tour, maybe he lived one more year.
Ah, I didn't know.
Yeah, very sad. But that's why, not just at nighttime for the gigs, but during the daytime, Japanese musicians would do jam session. He only knew he had only so much time. So he tried to play as much as possible and, you know, pass on. Yeah. Mr. Sakata, Akira Sakata, sex man, he told me he saw the Hiroshima gig.
Oh, wow.
And after the gig, he had his album, a John Coltrane album. He wanted to get it signed. He comes backstage. John Coltrane, towel around his head, had been playing almost 3-hour gig. He's still practicing, still playing. Yeah, after the gig.
What, John Coltrane?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he just loved to play, and he only had so much time. You know, I think he could feel that.
Right.
Yeah, only 40 years old, same as Mr. Kafka.
How old was, do you know, John Coltrane was?
40.
He was 40, quite young.
Fearson.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of getting into middle. Yeah, that's why, you never know how much time you have, right? That's why we have to play. That's why we have to do what we can while we are here. And I think John Coltrane knew this. And so that last tour, which happened to be Japanese tour, very intense. And he had his wife Alice on the piano.
Oh, wow. Anyway, yes, and Pharoah Sanders, too.
Yeah, Pharoah on sax. Jimmy Garrison from the quartet still on bass.
Yep.
But drummer man was Rashid Ali. Yeah. So, back to your journey with the music. So, your brother, is he an older brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was a little more hip. He knew about these new sounds.
Yes, I think so, yeah. Like, yeah, some experimental music and stuff.
Yeah, what town was this?
Hmm?
What town? Tokyo?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was it called? Kissa? I know Japan had big tradition of Kissa, kind of coffee shop with jazz records.
Oh, yeah, yeah, jazz cafe.
In fact, very famous one, Mary Jane in Tokyo. Kissa. Kissa.
Jazz Kissa, no?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Jim O'Rourke took me to one. It was really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool. This lady, a lady in Japan, she had married a U.S. Jazz musician, and they started a Kissa, and she kept it going after he passed away. And many, many records, because I think in the old days they were very expensive, so people could come and drink coffee and listen to jazz.
Mm.
Yeah. This is what I heard. Also, who did I learn about? Ah, there was a crazy movie made in the 90s, Endless Waltz. His name, Kaoru Abe. You know about this sax player?
Kaoru Abe?
Yeah, his cousin was, had the big hit in the 60s. We say sukiyaki, which is baka because it's kind of chow. But this was a big hit on the radio, and he was a cousin. But he was very experimental.
Ah, okay, yeah, sukiyaki, I know sukiyaki.
Yeah, but not, it's not the real name, right? In Japan, it's I look at the stars so my tears don't fall or something.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I love the song.
Yeah, yeah. But in U.S., they call it sukiyaki. Yeah, I don't know why. Kind of food, right? Chow. Yeah, yeah, crazy. But anyway, his cousin was Kaoru Abe, and he was a very experimental. I should have played some. I have some of his music. Very wild stuff. So, in the house you grew up, was there musical instruments?
I played guitar. I was making like noise on the guitar because I didn't know how to play.
Well, how did you get it? For a present? Gift?
Yeah, my brother had already, so I used my brother's one.
Was it electric or acoustic?
He had electric and acoustic.
Okay. So you just made noise?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you think about lessons? No.
No.
Just go for it.
But yeah, just go for it, yes.
And what about recording?
Hmm?
Early recordings?
Oh, maybe I might have, I used to record in a tape.
Yeah, like yeah.
Four-track.
Four-track cassette?
Yeah, but I think it's just noise going to crazy.
And what about at school? Did you take any music at school?
No. I didn't.
So all your music experience when you're a younger man is self-taught, self-education.
Also, I learned from my friend, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
What did he play?
He played guitar, too.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
So, I have never seen you play guitar. Because I've always seen you work electronics. When did you get into electronics?
Electronic music I always liked, but I didn't really know how to do it. I think guitar was more like easier to go for it, you know?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, electronic music I learned a bit later.
Did you make a band with anybody, like with your friend when you were playing guitar?
Yeah, yeah, we used to do cover band.
Ah, so you copied songs.
Yeah.
And did this band have a name?
No.
Okay. And did you play in front of people?
Yeah, we did.
What was it like?
It was very strange because we covered like Nirvana and people like this.
Yeah.
As a teenage kids, and we didn't know how to sing in English.
Yeah.
So we're just making up, like, nya, nya, nya.
Just sounds.
It just sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, I've heard a lot of, this was kind of common in 60s, 70s Japanese rock and roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard this band do all Clash songs and no words, all sounds. You know, like White Riot, but no words. we say phonetic, right? Just the sounds.
It's just how it is.
Hey, it's still rock and roll. I want to play Relaxing Chaos, okay?
Yes, thank you.
to this life.
Destruction in the name enabling him to keep going more places forever, forever, ever. I knew there was trouble bound to come. Now you understand that whether or not this device would actually work was a matter of absolute conjecture, seeing as how Mr. Einstein had buried the only plans and working model in a hole in the ground. I knew there was trouble bound to come. It seemed like a good idea at the time. In fact, with a letter to say. And would the recipient of Mr. Tesla please go out and dig it up right away?
Shiny. Seasonable. Oh. Side of the street. Side of me. H-I-V-E. A-B-I-C-E. D-Y-C-E. D-Y-C-E. No face me. Still on me.
You won't fall down. You won't fall down. You won't fall down. You won't fall down. Take a chance, let it fly.
Well, for Pedro's show, we just heard Relaxing Chaos from the Waku Waku Kingdom. Agnes Steck after that from Austin with Sun Peppers and My Eggs. Super Chunk with There's a Ghost. Tony Mamoni, Postman Drove a Caddy. Model Home, Too Shiny, Guided by Voices. Even Next. Cruel Babies in the House from Bahamas Prendon. Harper Roos and St. George, Quest Fast. Johnny Mark and the Ricks, featuring the late, great Frankie Onway, Won't Fall Down. And finally, Positive Sound from the Waku Waku Kingdom. So, what was the first electronic music device did you get, Brother Shige?
I had a Game Boy.
Game Boy?
Yeah.
So this is like for playing video games.
Yes, normally you play game, but there's actually two music program software you can get. One is called Nanoloop, and then other one is called LSDJ. My friend had one and he gave it to me. Yes. And then I started making some kind of electronic music, I guess.
So you're actually composing on this Game Boy?
Yes.
Wow. Now, I've heard this. 8-bit, right? 8-bit. Kind of old-timey. A little bit for computer world old-timey. Okay. So, did you start doing gigs with this Game Boy?
Yes.
What was they like? What was the first gigs like?
Oh, I think because I like to kind of express myself, yeah. But I couldn't fully express it just playing music, so I was shouting a lot on top of Game Boy music. So it was kind of, I think people liked it, I guess, because of energy. I think because electronic music sometimes missing human energy.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know, like.
All machines. So, yeah.
Hmm?
It's all machine.
Yes, all machine. Yes, exactly. But when you input some kind of human element, I think it's at different, I don't know, like layer.
Sure.
Yeah, or something, I don't know.
Dimension.
Yes, thank you, that's right,
now,
yes.
Now, were these gigs at Livehouse?
Yes, it's Livehouse.
Okay. Now, you make a move. You go to England, right?
Yes.
Because that's kind of where I know you, from Brother Sam in Brighton.
Ah, Sam.
Yeah, of course. Now, what made you want to leave Japan and go to England?
Actually, I was in love with English music, and I wanted to learn English, so I just went to England. So in the beginning, I was studying English, and then I met a lot of different musicians like Sam and people like this.
Okay, and you started doing gigs?
Yes.
Now, You developed this persona, DJ Scotch Egg.
Yes.
This is when, was this your first like a kind of I don't know, band? Because it was one man band, right?
Yes.
And what were those gigs like?
It was like more around, I think more like rave. Like, kind of...
Dance?
Yeah, like more, kind of more, not really club, but more rave, you know, like a bit different club and rave. Rave is more energy.
Okay.
Not trying to be cool or anything like this. It's more about, I don't know, like just expressing some energy.
Yeah.
And then, yes?
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, sorry too. But I was more into like band stuff too. I loved all the music. So when I played, I had because I shout and my music was quite intense, and I was inspired by a lot of noise rock music. So people go into more mosh pit rather than dancing.
Wow! So slam.
Mosh pit.
You know, the old days, I hear this word mosh a lot, but what we called it in the old days, punk days, slam dance.
Oh, it's called slam it.
Yeah, that's what we called it. I mean, actually in the days, early 80s. Oh. So first in the 70s, punk, it was called pogo. And then it turned into slam, because pogo was up and down. Slam was like left to right. Yeah, kind of. You slam into each other, right?
That's what. Right.
Then many years later, I heard about this word mosh. But in those days, we never called. We did call it the pit, though. We called it a pit. But it was more like slam dance. Yeah. So now you're still doing the Game Boy music, but don't you bring in drums? Because I remember a project you had where you were playing drums.
Yes, with my friend. Ida-san, you know Ida-san, no? You met Ida-san.
Ida-san played drums for Kaz Tour.
Yes, exactly. So, we made a band together with Ida-san.
Osaka guy. Oh, yeah, Seafield.
Drum Eyes. It's before Seafield.
Drum Eyes,
yes.
Yeah, I've played some Drum Eyes on the show. That's right.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, and then Seafield came later, right? Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And this was two drum sets, right?
Drum Eyes, yes, has two drums.
Yeah.
And violin.
Violin.
Yeah, and key electronic, like SH-11, this analog synthesizer.
Yeah.
And electric guitar.
Okay, no bass.
And sometimes we mix with Game Boy sound. Some composition we did. Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, you don't stay in England. You go to Germany, right?
Yes.
And is this when the Waku Waku Kingdom starts?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay, so first the Game Boy, DJ Scotch Egg, Drum Eyes, Seafield, Waku Waku Kingdom. Is that the timeline?
I had actually other band too, and I made some small independent like kind of a collective.
Yeah.
It's called Small But Hard.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes, and also this other band called Devilman.
Devilman.
Yeah, I play bass and beats.
Bass guitar.
Someone make beats.
I didn't know you did bass guitar.
you do
everything.
No, I can't, but I try.
Yeah, of course, we try. Yeah. That's all we can do is try. We try our gambate, right? We try. Tambaru.
Gambate!
Tambaru! If we don't try, it might not happen. If we try doesn't happen, at least you say, at least I tried. Yeah, that's my philosophy. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. November 5, 2020 edition, Watt from Pedro Show. Special guest, Shige. Hold tight for hour two. November 5, 2020, second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
There is a man wandering round California with three mules. Nobody knows where they come from or why they roam. Just an old man and his mules, making their slow, steady way. The highways and byways and dirt roads, that's what they call home. I heard they've been seen as far north as Red Bluff and Altura. And they sure know the way to old San Jose and to Porterville. Laguna Niguel, San Luis Obispo, and Carlsbad. Will they make it back safely from Needles? I sure do hope they will. So if you see them passing by, please don't you scorn them, my friend. Just tip your hat and say hi and give them a dime. For although at first glance they might appear to be useless, in fact they got something to teach you about the nature of space and time. That old man and his mules wandering around California. They might be coming your way and passing on through. Remember, they don't mean no harm, so do not disturb them. That old man and his mules will bestow all their blessings on you. That old man and his mules will bestow all their blessings on you.
Don't cry, don't cry. Close your little tired eyes. Don't cry, don't cry. Close your little tired eyes. Now's the time to sleep away. Dream about another day. Don't cry, don't cry. Close your little tired eyes.
For Bebro Show, start off the second hour with Goose Egg Dub, which was Goose, a China musician, doing a collaboration with DJ Scotch Egg, which is Brother Shige, but featuring Swordman Katala. Katala and the Katana. So, tell me about this project.
Swordman is actually from Uganda. I went to Uganda.
That's right. Was that part of the same trip?
I know it's different crew, but Uganda, this label called Nege Nege Tapes, which is very excellent label.
Yeah.
And also they have sister label called Hakura Kurara. Hakuna Kurara.
Okay.
Which is really amazing stuff too. And they organize a festival called Nege Nege Festival.
Yeah.
In Uganda, in Jinja. And then they invite a lot of interesting musicians. But what I like about this festival is they don't really have big headliner, you know?
Okay.
But it's amazing because, they choose really nice people and doing good music. So no, hype or anything about
it. Right, no big egos. So you made
connection. No.
You made big connection, Swordman Katala. But you didn't meet Goose there. You met Goose in Shanghai?
No, I met Goose in Uganda too.
Oh, because he was at this festival also.
This excellent label called Subcult.
Yeah.
From Shanghai. Basically, they were there, all of them, all the crew.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So
and then they invite me to come to China.
Okay, so, because how long were you in Uganda? 3-4 weeks?
No, 2 months.
2 months? Wow, long time. Okay. So after the Uganda trip, you went over, how long you spent in Shanghai?
Shanghai was only, I think, 10 days or 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. So, and then this Goose Egg Dub, I guess you did some gigs. Also, I got to tell what else we played. Man with Three Mules from Sam Bennett. Sam's been living in Tokyo 25 years. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. Amulets with Future Spectrums of Life. Dora Harris and Rob Howerson, Man vs. Machine. Hi Maya with Albert's Lullaby. And finally, Aphids from Goose and DJ Skatchik. So this collaboration came from your these two trips to Africa and China. Great.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's important to meet people from different places because it can change your perspective.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, very interesting. I want to play a song from Waku Waku Kingdom called Itadaki Masu. We say this when we're going to eat our chow, right?
Oh, Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show? Yeah. Irizakimasu Waku Waku Kingdom. People, when you're in Japan and you're going to eat your food, you kind of bless the chow. You're grateful that, the kamis brought the stuff, the farmer grew the rice, you know, all this stuff. So thank you before you eat. And then when you're done, right, go to Sosama. That's more of thank you to the farmer.
Yes, go to Sosama desta, yes.
Right. So I've never heard of a song, but this is great. This is Waku Waku Kingdom. It's great band. Then Shelter after that with Anna Da Silva. Ida-san was from Osaka, right?
Who?
Ida-san.
Ida-san?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. I think he was in other area too, Chiba or something.
Chiba?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Yeah. North. Yeah, okay. Mm. Okay. Because, I think he played with the Boredoms. Maybe that's why I'm thinking Osaka.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Boredom is from Osaka, yes.
But do you know a lady from the old days, old punk Japanese scene, called Fusan?
Fusan?
Hi.
Wakaranai.
Okay.
I don't know.
Please
teach me, yes.
Okay, she had a band in the 70s called Aunt Sally. And then from Aunt Sally, she went to Europe and made a record with at Connie Plank's place with Jackie from McCann.
Holden. A what? Really?
Yeah. Well, she started making music again, and she made a live stream last week with Anna Da Silva from The Raincoats. And this tune called Shelter I just played. Then we heard Gift from God, Waku Waku Kingdom. Yeah. Interesting. Kind of electronic.
Mm.
Sally, not as much, but when she went to make her own music and then with the people in Cannes. Yeah, very interesting. One of the guys from Yellow Magic Orchestra produced her record.
Really? Wow.
Ryuichi?
Sakamoto.
Yeah, Mr. Sakamoto, of course.
Mm.
Okay, so tell me about Waku Waku Kingdom.
Yes. Waku Waku Kingdom is how I started, maybe?
Yeah, the whole story.
Also, okay, so basically like 6 years ago, I started to do this Japanese pancake business in Berlin. It's called Samurai Spoon. So anyone visit Berlin, please, it's a come to food stand. We sell in a marketplace. And I was selling Japanese pancake to people. And I thought I can't play in this. Hello, can you? Are you? Mike-san?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Ah.
You're telling me that you're cooking people pancakes and you're also making them music?
No. I wanted to play some music, but I couldn't play Scotch Egg because Scotch Egg like crazy music.
Okay.
So people I don't think they can relax to eat. So I was thinking maybe I can maybe make some music for this kind of environment too. But still, somehow interesting in a way.
Yeah.
So they could
eat kind of background music, but still interesting background music.
Yes, exactly. But, Andrea, I met Andrea.
Right, from your Sony.
I think when you played Studio Show in Berlin.
Yes.
I met him that day, Andrea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the first time I met him, and he told me he's playing instrument called marimba. Actually, it's made by a guy called Moondog.
Ah, New York City musician, Moondog.
Yes, I love Moondog. And so I collaborated with him. So he played marimba and I did some electronics. And then I sent to Kiki. Kiki Hitomi is one half of Waku Waku Kingdom. She asked me to send her some new music, so I sent it like this stuff, me and Andrea stuff.
Yeah.
And she liked it, so she sang on it. That song is called I'd Like to Let You Go. This is the first song we did. And then sounded good, so I felt good and everyone felt good, so that's how we started.
So it started as a trio?
Yes.
Okay. What was the first Waku Waku gig like?
First one. We played in, I think we played in, like, Japanese Christmas market.
Where?
In Berlin, actually, we organized.
In Berlin.
We organized the Japanese Christmas market in Berlin.
Now, people might not know this, but kind of strange tradition, but people like to eat Colonel Kentucky Fried Chicken on Christmas in Japan. Did you guys eat Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, actually, I love Kentucky Fried Chicken, but other people wanted something else.
Yeah. Actually, I hate it. Yeah. Mazui.
Mazui.
Yeah. I mean, there's better fried chicken, okay? I love fried chicken, but not good. I couldn't believe I saw lines, because I've been in Tokyo during Christmas time, and there was lines at the Kentucky Fried Chicken Christmas Day. Yeah. Okay, so the first Waku Waku gig was at a Christmas festival.
Yes.
Wow, how did it go?
It was really good. People liked it.
Obadero. Great.
Yes.
Great. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. November 5, 2020 edition, Wap Pedro Show, special guest Shige. Hold tight for hour 3. November 5, 2020. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
Thank you. for the next horrible video. and will scream again, how is this possible? Opposed to the light, every day we're bracing for the next horrible video, and we'll scream again, how is this possible? Every day we're bracing for the next horrible video, and we'll scream again, how is this possible? That in a supposed civilized society, we could let this happen to anybody's body. But not only that. We pay for the service to protect and to serve us. But who's us? But who's us? But who's us? 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 If we're not all us, we're dust. Who's us? 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 If we're not all us, we're dust. Every day we're bracing for the next horrible video,
we'll be right back. sunrise. In the wind for all the night, yeah. That's the time I feel alright, yeah. All the bullshit to the wind, oh yeah. And then it comes back in the day, yeah.
Thank you.
Walk for Pete Rose Show. We start off the third hour with the first song the Waku Waku Kingdom ever recorded, I Would Like to Let You Go. Then we had Wasted Space with Lost Tapes number 4, playing alternate Crane Flomey from Idaho. Tell 'em with All of Us or Dust. Lewis Cole with Weird Part of the Night. And Coco Says, Waku Waku Kingdom. Okay, so Waku Waku Kingdom has made many records now. What, 4 or 5?
Four, I think.
And an EP?
Album, two album, and two EP, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Also a live album.
Oh, yeah, it's on the tape, actually. Tape, we put that on tape.
Okay, because I saw on the Bandcamp site.
Yes, that's right.
Right, right. Now, you know what? I remember when Il Sogno di Marinaio, last tour we did with Fratello Andrea, we borrowed your bass.
Oh! Bass amp.
Yeah, your bass amp. Mark bass amp in a 215 box.
Yes.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
now that I remember. But Waku Waku Kingdom tour?
Yes?
You do tour. Okay. Well, I was wondering if it was just recording, Praj. Okay, so you do tour. Have you ever played Waku Waku Kingdom in Japan?
Yes, we played this January.
What? Oh, right before. Okay.
Before lockdown, exactly.
Yeah, right before. And,
yes.
So, was that the first time that you played since you left?
No, I did Skocek now and again.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Waku Kingdom is first time, yes.
Okay, yeah, first time, okay. And how, what, was it Lighthouse?
No, it was a kind of club. With sound system.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
When we play, actually, it's quite heavy. Bass is very heavy music.
Yeah. That's good.
Yes.
and how was reception? How did the Japanese crowd like?
I think they liked it.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
Great. You were gone for, how long have you been in Europe?
Oh, maybe 20 years?
20 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, wow. Okay, I want to play Ceremony of Vision. This is a collaboration you did with Roger Robinson?
Yes, Roger.
Yeah, tell me about it, this collaboration.
So Kiki Hitomi was in, before Waku Waku Kingdom, she was doing other project. Called King Midas Sound. And so she was also, Roger Robinson was in this band too.
Okay.
And I loved Roger's voice.
Yeah.
How he, it's more like poem, you know, it's not like rapping or, you know, more like poetic. Very, hello? Yeah.
Yeah, what do you say?
Very beautiful.
I think we say spoken word.
Okay, thank you. Yes, spoken word. Okay.
Yeah.
And I love his tone. So, yeah, that's how we collaborate. Why don't we? And Roger actually was into Waku Waku Kingdom too that time. He was very, supporting us. He was very nice.
Ah, great.
Well, let's make song together and, yes, that's happened, that one.
Okay, let's listen.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Thank you. Thank you.
music for this show, people. This is Ceremony of Vision, Waku Waku Kingdom with Roger Robinson. Where did you record it?
Oh, we did on internet.
Ah, trade files.
Yes.
I've been doing a lot during this last 7-8 months, a lot of trading files.
Really?
Well, it's a good way to collaborate if you can't do gigs. I'm not the kind of person who wants to just sit around and complain. It's the situation, so just try to make the best. So I've done a lot of collaboration. A lot of collaboration with people I haven't even met. But music is a great way to make a bridge, hashi.
A bridge. Yes.
Yeah. Like hashi to get the chow to the mouth. Okay. Then we heard the Flesh Dividers, Xenocrotic AMM All-Stars invited me aboard this group of improvisers in England. And so they're trading files too. And they use as a kind of a place people share their files, arg.org, archive.org, archive.org. And there's a lot of stuff there. And we put up the music and people let the freak flag fly. And finally, the last music, Waka Waka Kingdom doing Mom Tells Me, something from the live tape. So, do you have plans? Well, let me ask you this. DJ Scott Shake, is that retired?
No.
Still active. Okay. So, plans?
Oh, actually, I did a collaboration with a Turkish MC from Turkey.
Yeah.
His name is called Ethnic Punch. Yes. So, but actually, I did something like this, and I still, I love, still, playing, live with Game Boy and, going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yes.
What about Drum Eyes? Drum Eyes retired?
Yeah, Drum Eyes is a bit difficult now because, everyone lives in,
different countries.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
And, but Waku Waku Kingdom?
Yes, of course, it's ongoing. We are.
What is next plan?
Yeah, we actually recorded with this Korean shaman people. So we would like to, like, next plan is actually because I've been Africa and China and stuff like this, and I realized maybe I have to go back to my roots. What, so
you mean like Asia?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Like Minyo, you know, Minyo music, Japanese blues music.
Sure. What about Ainu?
Yeah, exactly. Akita, exactly.
That's what I was thinking. I got to tell the listeners, people, Ainu people, very old people in Japan, and they have old musical traditions. And I know of people that have been checking this out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm.
Like you say, go to the roots, go to the foundation.
Yes, and then mix with maybe like African polyrhythm or like Korean shamanic or any kind of international.
This Korean music, is it? Do they play something that's like a kodo?
Yes.
It's called something with a G, Ganyon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You bend the strings very strong.
Yep.
Yeah. This stuff is beautiful. I can't wait to hear what you do with it.
Yes, exactly. So thank you very much, Mike. So that's the next plan. Mixing everything and you know, with every culture mixed.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Good taste.
Yes.
Good flavor.
Yeah.
Where can people find you on the internet?
Waka Kingdom.
Yeah, just anywhere. It's Shige Music. So, is there a URL that we can tell people? They can go to a website?
Oh, I just made a website.
Okay, tell me URL, please.
DJScotchek.org.
Okay, people. DJScotchegg.org. Yeah, because I want people to find out about what you're doing. And when you, this new stuff that you're doing, when you get it recorded and ready to come out, Will you come back on the show so we can play it and talk about it?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
I'd love to.
Yeah, big honor for me.
Very no, good. No, big honor too for me, okay, my son.
Big honor for both of us. No, because I like this spirit of adventure. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not the same old, but adventure, discovery.
Nice, yes, that's right.
Explore.
Yeah. And you connect with spiritual with people, not, yeah.
Yeah, not just image, but the real spirit.
Exactly, exactly. That's how I felt in Africa, Uganda was more like this, like really spiritual connection with people.
Yeah, yeah. Not surface, yes. Not surface, but deep.
Deep, yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. You're very, very inspiring to me, Brother Shige. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Thank you, too, Max. Thanks so much.
Keep on, really, truly. people, it's been the November 5, 2020 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.